in our world today, it is very, very obvious that there is good and there is bad, good and evil. There is no question about the fact that evil exists. And there's no question about the fact that good exists. We've seen many, many saints in the history of the church, but even in our own day and age, we've seen Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II, Father John Hardin, the great saints of our modern day and age. We've seen goodness incarnated. We've seen goodness in flesh in the lives of so many people. We have also seen evil in the world. We've seen the evil of what happened during the Second World War and during the many wars that our country has fought. Even in the present state of war that we find ourselves now, we see a juxtaposition of good versus evil, of right versus wrong, of violence and destruction versus good and freedom and life lived in peace and harmony. The world is becoming more and more divided, and the dividing line is becoming more and more obvious. We are living in a day and age where it's very rare, really, to find a cloudy line between good and evil, although evil will always try to blur the line. It always wants to make itself look good. You know, even in Scripture, we hear that the devil appears as an angel of light and will always present itself as something good, something desirable, something holy, something wonderful. And we see that in our own day and age by the lie of abortion. Oh, this was going to stop all the evils of our society. It was going to bring us around to a respect for life. Oh, we won't need it very long. I lived in the 60s. I know the stupidity that they were touting. I knew the lies that they were perpetrating, and every one of them were a lie. They told us, oh, the population will get so big, we'll be on top of each other all the way to the moon. Oh, get over yourselves. I know these lies, and everybody who's got a half a brain can tell them. Tell it like it is. Abortion is an egotistical, selfish, self-centered response to your own decisions, and if they be bad, it's an out. That's all it is. And in our society, we cannot accept evil and paint it to make it look like it's something good. There is nothing good about abortion. Nothing. I have never in my entire life ever heard one good argument justifying the taking of an innocent life by way of abortion. Just as I can never and have never heard an argument that justifies euthanasia. I'm shocked in this day and age, especially in my country, the country I love, that there's actually talk about getting government counselors to help people make death decisions. What are you, nuts? Is this what we've come to? You know who needs to help you make death decisions? A priest. Your minister, maybe. Someone who has knowledge of death other than that it saves you money. How in heaven's name can we as a people put up with that? Who's going to stand up and protect our elderly people when they are barraged with people who are going to convince them to die? Is this what our lack of morality has brought us to? Is this what our liberal concepts and our freedoms and the lies that we've been taught for the past 40 years, is this where it has brought us? Is this what the abortion mentality has finally given us? Now, such an absolute and unconditional disrespect for life that we will actually have the audacity to allow any government to death counsel, to even approach us? Don't you ever come near me unless you're a priest. That's the only person in my life who will ever have the authority and the right to counsel me about my final decisions, because my final decisions better be dealing with God in heaven and not whether or not I save a buck and a half. We have to stop equating life with a dollar. We have to stop equating our freedoms and our liberty with how much money is spent on it. We have to recognize that our freedoms and our liberties and our life is a gift from God, a gift that if we do not treasure and protect and defend, will be taken away from us. And not by God. It will be by a society that has no love left anymore, because it will all be greed. It will all be how much I can get and how much I've got and how much I will have and how much I can save. We have this one magnificent life to learn everything we can about loving God, about serving Him, about who and what we are in His eyes. The fact that we are a gift from God, that we have this privilege of living so that we can prepare ourselves for eternal life. Not just this little time spent here. Rather, we must see life as it really is. Not a gift of the government, not a social thing, not a social right, but a God-given right that no government, no law has the right to govern. The only thing our government or any government has the power over is to protect life, from the moment of conception to a natural, ripe old age. No one has the right to tell us how long we should live. No one has the right to tell us if we should live. For life is God's gift, not ours. We must respect life. We must love life. We must cherish life. We must promote life. We must bring forth life. We must incarnate love itself, and that means incarnating divine love in everything we do, in everything we say, in everything we hold dear in our hearts. That's what we must realize is the gift. That is what we must understand is what the gifts God has given us through the material things that surround us, so that good and evil will no longer fight each other, that good will conquer evil, that we will see with eyes that are clear and unfettered by lust and greed and things that weigh us down and destroy our freedoms, so that we can make proper decisions, so that we can choose life. We will defend life, protect life, cherish it, promote it, become those who are living and not the living dead. Christ came to show us how to live so that we could die for Him. That we could die giving ourselves over for the good. And that is why it is so important to see and know good, to embrace it, to recognize what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil. Our world is so complex, and yet it is so simple. If we just look around us, look around us and stop listening to every single person that wants us to think anything other than what we know to be true through faith that has been revealed by God. And we make decisions based on our faith. Faith will perfect reason. Faith will bring our country back to a power and a stability and an economic future. For as we are going, no matter how many people get you to buy things you don't need, we are not going to stimulate an economy with death. It is going to be only with life, with truth, with liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as is given to us, not by the state, not by the government, but by God Himself. That is the difference between good and evil. And that is the power of good. Seek the good, live the good, love the good, discover the good, study the good, become the good. For that is what we are all called to be as Christians.